resume the hearing. So we have the representative of the Friends of Wakatipu Gardens and Reserves.
Thank you very much. My name is Jay Castles, for those of you who don't know me. Some may remember our previous submissions in different parts of this long-standing process.
This is the once more with feeling category.
Yes, certainly feeling, thank you. And the first thing I'm feeling is gratitude for allowing me to speak today rather than earlier in the week when planned. My punishment is that I've now got the post-lunch slot, which I spent most of my professional career trying to avoid. But thank you very much. I am here as chair of the Friends of the Wakatipu Gardens and Reserves, and on behalf of a number of my fellow residents in and around the gardens. But the first thing I'd like to say, if I could, is that this isn't just a what used to be once called a NIMBY proposition. This is a district-wide proposition as far as I'm concerned. It is clearly we have an interest in this as residents of that area, but our wider argument is that this, and this is contained in the fact that the Friends of the Wakatipu Gardens and Reserves name relates to all reserves, not just that area. Our interest is in trying to establish a concept in the district plan called areas of special character. The reason for that, of course, being that the whole district is one of special character and the district's economy is based on that special character. And notwithstanding all the good work done in this process and specifically with the design guidelines, our submission essentially is there isn't sufficient provision there for special character areas or for guidelines for them in the presently promulgated guide. There's a couple or three areas probably on which this operates. One is in these proceedings, our parties have an appeal before the Environment Court. That is essentially an appeal to pursue the idea of a special character area, which so far formally the council has opposed. I'll come back to that in a minute, because on a wider political scale there is something going on which may change that view, at least we hope it might. But formally speaking, in these proceedings, our appeal was split into two parts. The first was to do with the higher order objectives component of the process, and that is the subject of a consent memorandum presently before the court but not yet approved, but one which the wording of which anticipates, albeit broadly, the idea of special character being taken into account when planning is being considered for areas such as ours or special character areas full stop. Now, that's broad wording, but essentially it is prospectively likely that the court will approve that wording so that there will be a need for the design guidelines to refer to special character when considering the criteria that are to be applied to applications germane to it. The second thing is that our appeal is split into two parts. As I say, the second part has yet to be dealt with or heard, and that is the part that specifically relates to the establishment of a special character area. Hopefully that won't be contested, but if it is, there is a prospect that we might succeed, and therefore we would again say that the design guidelines, the subject of today's proceedings, should specifically provide for a special character area to be considered in the relevant process. I should say at this point that you have the submission which Anderson Lloyd were kind enough to prepare for us. I won't speak to that specifically other than as I am, except to say this, if I could. It mostly refers to the idea that a special character area should be considered in the design guidelines. We would go further on reflection and say that even if, against our wishes or the best hopes for the district, we would say a special character area does not succeed or not succeed immediately, then we say special character little c should be considered, so that our submission should be amended so that design guidelines refer to special characteristics of an area, even if they're not yet established as part of a formal special character area. I'm sure I don't need to labour the driving motivation behind that, which is that there are parts of this district which are especially attractive to visitors and therefore important to the economy and to residents, and therefore under the now established well-being and other considerations important for the well-being of a community, which in turn we now know affects the attraction of an area to visitors. So I won't go through the submission other than to make that amendment if I can. The only other thing I think I'd like to say is that although I don't formally appear on behalf of the Three Lakes Cultural Trust, that organisation now exists. I was a founder of it and I'm presently a trustee. I mention it because that trust's role in part is to advocate for the cultural well-being of the district. It has raised and spent money on the establishment of a study of the cultural needs of the whole district, not just Queenstown, but the whole district. That study has underpinned a report, and that report is the basis of the council's present consideration of a cultural plan. And that in turn, together with the spatial plan which council has underway, will inform some relevant council decisions regarding planning insofar as they affect culture in its widest form, which includes things like parks, gardens, amenity, the community, and of course in its specific form with regard to places for cultural activities and so forth. I'm aware that's a little bit prolix and vague, and I imagine all of this is within council's knowledge, but I can, if necessary, provide further background on that. What I'm trying to say is this, that in the time that these proceedings have been going, the idea of a cultural plan and its effect on areas of special character, the idea of a cultural plan and the notion of areas of special character across the district have gone from being a relatively novel concept to one which happily are now the subject of a conversation between the Three Lakes Cultural Trust and the council, and those hopefully will lead to a position where council will either modify its approach to our application, or that can be postponed into a variation of this plan. But the notion of areas of special character are now part of a cultural plan formally adopted by council as part of its planning. So there's a wider context in which our appeal, or at least our involvement today, might be heard. Finally, of course, it is completely unnecessary to say that COVID has changed everything. I'm very anxious not to drift into a kind of general political polemic about the nature of the proposed district plan, but whatever its origins, which were not ground up from this district, but rather brought in from outside, and whatever its early ambitions, which was to provide for further housing by densification around inner city areas, I would respectfully submit those are now redundant. There was always a sufficient accommodation available, were certain steps taken. But now it is an academic proposition because there is no need for such densification, and certainly not at the loss of any areas of special character. And I don't, and I stress not just ours, but across the district. There is quite a lot of evidence, including that which we have obtained in the Three Lakes Cultural Trust under our study, that a big part of the attraction of this district is to people, is to visitors who come here to engage with the stories and amenity of a very special area whose attractions are not just to do with alcohol or gravity-fueled excitement, but some sense of well-being, refuge, and refreshment. So that's the context in which we make that submission, and thank you for hearing me.
Thank you, Mr. Castle. So, Commissioner Hill.
No, nothing for me, thank you.
Commissioner McLeod.
Nothing too much here. I love your work.
Thank you.
No problem. Always sufficient accommodation, provided certain steps were taken. What's to your mind with the certain steps? I think that's to do with the medium density or densification.
I suppose at least in a couple of areas. One was that there were, I forget the figures now, but I think north of 2,000 consented applications in the district at that time. And I'm not pointing the finger at council or anything, it's just the nature of the sort of property development tradition was that they would not be activated, they were there potentially available for any of that housing. And the second thing was that there was a very, there were other opportunities, I suppose, is what I'm saying. And without wishing to appear unduly cynical, the truly extensive nature of this process amounted to a bit of a lolly scramble, really. And it was more to do with opportunities for further development rather than to meet a genuine need for accommodation in the district. But that has now gone, of course. But again, I apologise if any of this sounds political. I'm just trying to put it in the context for which the planning processes might be benefited.
Thank you. That's all. Thanks for your...
Mr. Castles, also, the other thing, apart from COVID, that's thrown a spanner in the apple cart, mix my metaphors.
Yes.
Is that in literally the last few weeks, government has promulgated a national policy statement for urban development. Mm-hmm. Queenstown is categorised as urban, and the way that is defined, and Arrowtown and is lumped in, and there's a very definite drive in that national policy statement, which we are legally bound to give effect to providing for more accommodation, more residential accommodation, more of every sort of business zone, particularly in residential zone, those that are in easy walking distance of town centres. How does that correspond with first of all, are you even familiar with the national policy statement, and how does it correspond with what the direction you're trying to go in, which seems to be almost the polar opposite?
Well, thank you. I didn't mention it because it has slipped my mind, probably because I wanted it to. I was aware of it, and somewhat dismayed, as many of us were. I accept that you are bound by that. I think we are probably philosophically 180 degrees opposed to that in certain areas. So that perhaps the best I could say is that, consistent with your duty, I would ask you to do what you can to meet our submission. But I would also say, although it may not be germane to how you respond to it, that it also has its history in another time. And you know, were it to be be considered today, and not just because of COVID, but because of an increasing appreciation of the values for which we contend, it might not have been put quite so firmly as you correctly describe it as. But I'm sorry, I've forgotten about that.
Not a problem. Commissioner Monroe?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Smith?
One question, you talked about special character areas, and I just wonder how you can you distinguish the special character of an area from the receiving environment in the way we talk about it in, I suppose, resource management. And, you know, I suppose to use an example is when you're talking about special character in Arrowtown, for instance, are you talking about the historic nature that you're trying to continue, or something, or try to create something else that's special?
Yeah, these are the thorny questions. In the course of our contest with council about this, we used Arrowtown as a general example of the kind of special character you might seek to... a general example of special character. We do not say it's the same as, for example, in our area or in other areas, but what it does do is set up the proposition that there are certain characteristics you might look for and enhance for the general benefit of the community, and you need to identify them. I might also say that although council, through its planning officers, say that there is oppose us because they say there are no grounds for special character areas, they just complicate things, that has not stopped the plans identifying the central business district as a special character area, as it should be. So those are two extant examples that we might look at. We put in some expert evidence of our area, which identifies it, for example, as the last remaining, you know, general kind of residential planning area. But you're right, that's the difficult thing, as is the wording for doing it.
I suppose what I'm asking is if the design guidelines were to acknowledge appreciation of the receiving environment or the existing environment, would that be sufficient to acknowledge special character, or do we need to actually schedule all the special unique characters throughout the district and and go through that process?
I think the former would be the practical approach, which is why I wish to amend our submission to say so.
Which you talked about the small...
small issue. Yes. So look at what you've got around you.
Okay. No, thank you.
I was thinking about amendment, and I pulled up your submission just to check exactly what it said. I think you probably can do that, because the legal rule is you can seek anything between what you ask for and the status quo, and a more informal recognition of special character would seem to be, to me at least, between formal recognition and what there is at the moment, which is, well, not nil, because as you say, there's recognition in Queenstown and there's recognition in Arrowtown, but something close to nil. So I think you're okay on, you know, legal scope grounds. So
thank you.
We understand your point.
Thank you, that's helpful.
Any more for any more?
No.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Castle, very much appreciated.
Thank you.
And to the successors of VAINT, we'll take a 5-minute adjournment, because two of our number will exit the room and then hear from you.
Thank you.